Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Place you can go, it's funny all the time. It's all by the guy, super nice. L-I-L, London Info Live.
Tomorrow to you, fine folk out there in listening land. That's right, I'm talking to you, Dr. Listney. That's you. I am me, Talal Karkouti. That's my name. And I'd like to welcome you, one and all, to the Lil Show. It's London Improv Live. That's what Lil stands for. It's a show where we talk and do improv and laugh and play and dance. But you can't see the dancing because there's no cameras in here. This room is full of oral and oral only. And I would like you to enjoy this show in the utmost fashion. So if possible, sit back, wrap up. Pour yourself a drink, roll yourself something to smoke, or stuff something to smoke, or don't smoke, or find a crossword, sit and do a crossword while you're listening. I like to listen to podcasts while I do a crossword. It makes me feel smart. I'm taking information in my ears and putting information out of my hands onto a piece of paper. And it's like channeling. You're channeling information, and that is helpful in many ways. It helps you learn how to multitask better. It improves your intelligence. It's like exercise for the brain. If you've got multiple things going on at once, that you're focusing on all of them, and then when you finish the podcast and your crossword is done, you can do a fun little test. You can test yourself to see what you learned. You can write yourself 10 questions about the podcast and 10 questions about the crossword you just did, and see how much you remember from each. And that way you're truly pushing your mind to its full potential, and eventually we'll all be a bunch of Lucys running around changing physical objects with our minds, and you know, then we'll all be Jedis, and then what a wonderful world it would be. Speaking of Jedis, in one of the prequels, you see a bunch of child Jedis get murdered.
Not the younglings.
Yeah, the younglings, that's right. And I was working with some younglings this week. I didn't kill them, but I wanted to at certain points. I was working with kids, doing some drama, like a drama workshop, radio drama workshop with some little ones. Tykes, Rugrats, Pricks.
How young were they?
Oh, mysterious voice of the unintroduced.
They seem to be getting younger the more you describe them.
They were all between 3 and 9 months. No, they were about 9-ish, I guess. Okay. 9-ish.
Got it.
They were primary school for sure.
Yeah.
And they were making a radio drama, and they were doing all the Foley sounds as well. So there was a team of them doing Foley and a team of them acting. And it was very impressive. And I decided I'm going to do a future Lil Show episode with the kids, with a special episode with just kids. And I would like to ask Luke Valvona, who's by my side, what he thinks of that idea.
Well, I'm quite knackered, to be honest, because I've just finished a cryptic crossword and a rumba.
Whoa, your mind must be firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
Quick, amaze me with a history fact.
Well... A long time ago, there was this fire, right?
Yeah.
And it burnt most of London.
Oh, that sounds like a really great fire.
Yeah. Do you know what they called it?
What did they call it?
The Hottening.
The what?
The Hottening.
Hottening? Yeah. The Hottening. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, success. You amazed me with a historical fact. But what do you think about doing an episode of The Lil Show with kids? Kids with a capital K and a Z at the end.
How many of them can we fit in the studio? To be fair, they are smaller. They are regular sized guests.
We could probably fit double the amount on the sofa alone.
I mean, assuming.
But are we going to pile them on top of each other? Are we going to cram the studio full like a neglected cupboard of trinkets? Are we just going to cram them in there, or is it going to be a functional filling of the room?
I think we should operate a rotating door policy, because if they're no good, we get them out.
It might be easier to get a class of kids than individual kids if we made it into a school trip of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And then, have a rotating. Have the kids rotating.
Have you ordered kids before? It's easier to order them by the class.
It is, isn't it?
Than individually.
You head down to Macro and you get a big crate of them.
Yeah.
When you get them one by one, it can cost a fortune, man. Have you seen the prices of IVF these days? You have. You have.
Why not? Look at stocks.
Oh, yeah. Are you interested in that? Is the Dow up at the moment?
IVF.
The Dow is always going up, but it's just one letter away from being down.
I'm very, very observant. Yeah, but then if it was more than one letter away from being down, it wouldn't be the Dow.
It would be the Do.
Yeah. Or the Do. Or the O.
Oh.
That would be bad.
What's the other stocks called? Do you know any of the other ones? All I know is Dow.
I know all the stocks.
What's the other one then?
There's the Smarties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Smartie Market. Yeah. Which city does host that one?
Seattle.
That's in Seattle.
It's an acronym, of course.
Okay, yeah, okay.
The Seattle.
Oh, you're going to spell it out. Go on.
Yeah. Seattle.
Marketplace.
Marketplace, yeah. Arrangement. Recycling.
Tuppence.
Tuppence.
That's it. You ever seen Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Could have been better.
There was a rapper called Mary something or another. Yeah, this like UK grime garage rapper. She was called Mary Spice or Mary
Mary Berry.
Not Mary Berry. Mary Berry MC. It was like Mary Stocracy or like something. She was trying to be clever.
Yeah,
it was like and one of her lyrics was Mary Pop in your face. She would say, "Mary, pop in your face," and the joke was like subverting the classy Mary Poppins character into an urban gritty thug. Right,
sorry, more cultural appropriation.
Yeah,
is that what was going on?
Is that, do you think, what they're going to do for the remake? Mary, pop in your face. She's going to be like a root boy, Mary.
Yeah,
Poppins.
Well,
I would actually love Disney to imagine that different viewpoint on the whole Mary Poppins.
It would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
You know, because if they set it in modern London rather than
Harlem,
rather than whenever it was set, was it set in the present back when it?
No, it was set in Victorian times. Suffragette. Yeah. It was during the suffragette movement.
Disney did not exist in Queen Victoria's reign.
Yeah, but the movie was set back then.
Mm.
Like, Aladdin wasn't set yesterday.
No, that's true. It's in the sands of Arabia, wherever that is.
You know, where they'll tear off your ear if they don't like your face. Well, it's barbaric.
At least a tiger will in the middle of the desert. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that happens out there.
That's what they were talking about, the tigers. Not the Arab people.
In any kind of Arabian desert.
And another Arabian noise. So, Luke.
Yeah.
Who are those voices we keep hearing?
I've got no idea. But maybe we should queue up some backing music and then we can find out.
Fuck yeah! Gosh, they're both returning guests separately, but together they are James and I. It's James and James from James and I!
Hello.
So why are you called James and I?
It's a complicated story.
It
is. There's many levels.
So you're both called James. James Haskin, yes, and James Whittaker are here.
Together.
Yeah. Thanks for the applause.
Yeah, that's what we needed. We really needed that level of affirmation.
Me and Whittaker are drinking coffee with Baileys.
No.
We're getting festive so early.
Yeah, but it's nice to have a little bit of like preemptive eggnoggy nog, even though it's not eggnog.
I've never had eggnog.
Neither have I.
What about you, Haskin?
No.
I just feel like...
What is in it other than egg?
Luke?
Nog.
There you go.
I have had
this is not like, obviously.
Have you had a snowball? There's abaca with lemonade, and that they have egg white in abaca, which I believe.
No, it's egg yolk.
Is it okay? An so there's a difference. Like there's a split between yolk and white.
There's a big difference between egg yolk and
in
egg
our drinks.
Oh,
constitution. Because like abaca, as far as I know, is like the egg white. You're saying nog. Has egg yolk.
No, sir. I'm telling you they both have egg yolk.
No.
Advocars. Why do you think Advocars yellow?
Because
it's fermented egg yolk.
That have gone into it. No. I thought it sounded.
It's just egg yolk and sugar that's been left in a cellar for a while.
Well, I retract everything that I've said.
Well, I
you're
wish...
so confident and I've got no resource to look at.
Feel free to tweet in any corrections, or you can look it up on your phone during the show. You know, I'd prefer you wouldn't. No, Advocar is yellow because of the yolk, you dummy.
Well, I think that's fair.
Well, that's sorted. However, I could.
I said I was an idiot.
I could name a cocktail that has egg white in it, if you'd like.
Hit me. I'm always ready to learn new cocktails.
Like a sour, a whiskey sour, or rum sour, or vodka sour. Traditionally, you shake up an egg white with it, and that gives it a frothy texture. Mm-hmm. Egg white tends to be quite flavorless, whereas egg yolk is on the sweet yellow side of things.
Mm-hmm. You can taste the yellow.
You can, James.
Yeah. When I first started working in a bar, when I was like 18... Mm-hmm. Someone came in and ordered Baileys and lemonade. And I thought, what? So anyway, I poured it and it started reacting and it fizzed up and it came out the glass.
That's
basically.
Probably like an ice cream float.
Yeah, I don't know what the reaction.
Because there's
going
to be a level of viscosity given to the magnitude of bubbles that are going to generate from that kind of combo.
Mm. Elasticize the creamy Bailey texture.
It does. And
did it kind of coagulate and like separate? And
it was kind of like one of those. I can't think how to describe it actually. But
don't worry, we've got time. Let's just give him a minute to think of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It sort of came out like standing up out the glass and then fell over his under his own weight, sort of thing.
There we go. So Merry Christmas, early Christmas to everyone. I hope you had a safe Black Friday. You didn't get elbowed in the face or cut up over a television.
Lots.
And that's our guest. That's James and I.
Hello.
All right, that's enough of that. Yes, me and James both got elbowed in the face on the way into the studio today. Yeah. In
that's
separate
a
ways.
Special connection.
Yeah, what? Yeah, it's weird.
Our eye sockets just draw people's elbows.
Yeah, was it your right or left eye?
Right.
Me too! That's the London Underground for you guys. So let's get started, shall we? Let's play a warm-up game. Folks, warm-up games. You never quite know if it's going to be edited out. And this week we're going to do a game we haven't played for a while. I've been putting it off because I thought we were doing it too much. And now I miss it. So we're going to play something.
I miss it too.
You miss it too?
I do.
Well, miss it no longer. Because here it comes. It's time for Ask Me No Questions and I'll Tell You No Rhymes.
Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no rhymes. The answer, it rhymes with the previous line. Then the next person rhymes with the question. If I mention the name of the game, ask me no questions, I'll tell you no rhymes.
Boy, that jingle is energetic. yes, Ask Me No Questions, I'll Tell You No Rhymes, the game where we rap questions to each other and the answer doth rhyme with the question. And then the answerer doth turn to thine left and asketh a new question with a new rhyme to thine person on thine left. And the left person then continues. And everyone here has played this before, and we're all familiar with it, I believe. No. Except for James Haskins. Sorry, bud. But you'll get with it.
Okay.
We'll do a couple practice rounds.
Right.
And then we'll go into elimination mode until there's just two of us left, and we'll have a grand final.
Whoa.
So roll up your sleeves, improvisers.
I've done it already.
And it's time to rap. We're going to rap along with Luke's uke today. There it is.
It's a lovely ute, guy, by the way. It's got a really lovely colour to it.
So, James, just play along. You're coming up first. I'm going to... So, James, Luke's going to start playing. I'm going to turn to you and ask you a question. Yes. And it doesn't... it doesn't necessarily have to be a question. It can just be a statement.
Right.
But you then respond with a rhyme to my question. And then when you turn to ask James a new question, you can come up with it. It can be a new rhyme. You don't have to worry about rhymes after that. You'll get it. And we normally get a location for this, so let me just get a location. So we're going to play this in cold storage was the first one I got. We're inside a cold storage room. So Luke, drop us a fat beat, hombre. Yeah. What? Yo, 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 James, the chef said he needs more peas.
I told you I'm on my knees. James, can you get the peas?
I could try, but I can't appease you. Yo, are you feeling quite happy?
Yes, I am. I've crapped in my nappy. Hey, too loud. What? Want frozen peas?
Yes, I do. I've told you three times at least. Yo, James, can you get me them potatoes?
I would, but I'm going to Waitrose. Hey, James, can you do some work?
No, I'd rather give you a twerk, a bump in your face, and then a bump in yours.
That's right, but I closed the doors. Talal,
what?
Can you get me some more ice?
Yes, and I'm feeling quite nice. Thank you. Great stuff. That was a perfect practice round. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Luke to up the tempo by like three points.
Okay.
Three more beats per minute. If you can manage that, that would be...
But no, it's not beats per minute because my dial is on a percentage thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I'm turning up 3 points. You have to do the math and figure out.
3% more beats.
It's currently at 45% and I'm turning up to 48%.
Fair enough.
Wonderful work, James. You got it first time.
I guess I'm just a natural rapper.
I guess you are.
Didn't know.
I've been telling him for years that it's in his heart, but he just denies it all the time.
Do you think for the final we should just have a full-on rap battle and have the others judge who won?
Between the two.
Yeah.
I will say instantly yes.
When it comes down to the last two people, we'll just have an 8 Mile style rap battle. I think that'll be fun. And we can just cuss each other.
Yeah.
I think we can all take it here.
We're ready to have all of our percent.
Are you okay, Jay?
I don't know if I'm ready to be torn down by my
friend. The Baileys.
It's all just make pretends, all right?
It is the Baileys. I've drunk a bit of Baileys.
It's the Baileys talking.
It's not out of a shoe.
That's wonderful. I'm sure we'll be okay. If it's you, I'll take it easy on you. I'm assuming I'll be in the final. We're gonna get a new location for this slightly faster beat, and we are now in an Arctic research camp. Arctic research camp. That's more like it. Yeah. Yo, 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 James, what's that moving out there?
I think it's something covered in hair. James, shall we do an experiment?
No, I'd rather decant it into a bent thing. Luke, are you feeling you should play the uke?
Yes, I am, because I'm the duke. Talal,
what?
What's happened to the penguins?
Oh, I'm sorry, I ate them. Yo, James, where's my comb?
I think you left it at home. Yo, James, let's go for a walk outside.
No, I'd rather hide inside something which will keep me away from the monsters. Luke, have you seen it? It's got eyes bigger than my penis.
Yes, I've definitely seen this.
What?
Want more ice?
I'm all right, thanks. My drink's nice, as it is. And I like to drink jizz straight, without any rocks. So stop stirring it with all of your cocks. This is me delaying the fact that I've lost and I'm out of the game. I'm out. I lost.
Unexpected.
We took a dark turn.
I said nice again.
Really, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Let's take a turn away from that darkness and move to... a bachelor pad. It's our new location. It's a bachelor pad with you three bachelors. Kind of.
Yeah. We're in the bachelor pad. Do I have to be the bachelor?
No, I guess not. So I'm out. So we'll begin with Luke asking James Haskin and take it away.
Shall I up the tempo again?
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to up the pitch as well.
Whoa. Raise the tension.
Who's starting?
You are.
Oh, me. Right, okay. Hey, James. You got any ladies?
No, I haven't seen any lately. Hey, James, do you want to play Xbox?
No, I'd rather scout with a fox. Hey, Luke, have you played all the time with the Duke?
Yes, I have. No.
You're going out, James.
Why?
Because you keep rhyming Luke with... Duke, you keep rhyming with yourself and throwing people off.
Okay.
Oh, I can't stay mad at you. You're out, Luke. All right. The two Jameses are left in a hardcore battle.
James off.
It's a James off. Okay, wow. James and I are going to battle rap now. So you guys are going to have...
It had to happen one day.
You guys are going to have 20 seconds each.
Inevitable.
You have 20 seconds each to cuss each other as much as possible. All right? And then me and Luke are going to decide. And I'm going to drop like a hip-hop beat on the computer now.
I'm not needed anymore.
No, not for your uke. We want this to get 8 Mile. all right? So I'll toss a coin to see who goes first. How about that? Let's make it fair. Okay.
This stuff makes or breaks to you, Prof. I don't know if the listenership know, but...
I flipped it and no one called.
It landed on its side, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody knew what
So,
was.
Someone call it?
Heads.
Heads. It is heads. Who would you like to start? James?
James.
Okay, you'd like James to start. James would like James to start. So, James, when you're ready, you're going to cuss him for 20 seconds, okay? And I'll cut you off. All right, I'll let you finish your last rhyme once you reach 20 seconds. Okay. Can you hear the beat?
I got the beat.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, I'll start the clock when you start the cock talk.
Okay, sometimes my friend over here, he comes out hanging out with his derriere saying, no way, I'm not playing your game. I think it just sounds the same as every single motherfucking thing that I do. I don't know why, but it seems it just comes true. Every time that I try to do your game, I just think it feels the same.
And that's 20 seconds. Oh my God, James really tearing apart your game there. He really is hating on your game, brother. He doesn't like your game. What have you got to say to that, James Haskin?
The world's most reluctant rap battle.
You really don't want to do this. I've never seen a battle rapper coiled up in his chair. Like it's the last place he wants to be. Well, you got to do it, buddy.
Okay. James, that's your name. But what is this about games? Why are you talking nonsense? It doesn't make any sense. Say you're wearing a suit. I bet you think you look pretty cute. But... yeah, I don't know.
Wow, falling apart at the end there.
Run out of words.
Falling apart at the end there. Mm. Ooh, that was a tough battle there, Luke.
And the winner is...
And the winner is...
James!
Whoa!
Hey, James won.
Who saw that coming?
Wow.
It was low though. He went for the cut of my clothes.
Describe the fact you're wearing.
That doesn't say who I am.
Well, you'll be either happy or sad to learn that James won that battle.
James always wins.
That should have been the name of your improv troupe.
James always
wins. James always wins. All right, let's move on, shall we, to our first official improv portion of the show. It's time for Newsish. That's right, it's time for Newsish, the portion of the show where I read a news story from the week and then we talk about that news story from the week and then we do some improv based on that news story from the week. And this week, our news story has come from the Twitter sphere, a listener called Joe. Joe, at Duceppo on Twitter, has tweeted a news story at me and I laughed straight away. So I decided we're going to do this news story. So please, if in the future you want to send us news stories, funny, weird, crazy, unbelievable, or just plain outrageous news stories, tweet them to us. Oh. Bit of a big ass there. Sorry, guys. That was a bit rude. Please excuse me. Yes. Where was I? Tweet them to us at The Lil Show. Okay, this is our news story this week. Fugitive cow outwits police for 4 weeks before capture. Kaiserslautern police sent out helicopters to track down Johanna, but again and again, the canny cow slipped through the net of the law. The wild goose chase is finally over. Western Germany can sleep easy again at night. After fruitlessly searching for an elusive fugitive for a whole month, police in the state of Rhineland-Palatinate made a triumphant announcement on Tuesday. The net had been closed on the runway. The cops had got their man. Well, man might not be exactly the right description. This was a female to start, and she was one of the four-legged variety. A month ago, a plucky bovine dodged a bullet when she escaped from a slaughterhouse in Kaiserslautern, reports broadcaster SWR. Police subsequently received reports from multiple worried road users who reported seeing a brown cow tromping toward the city centre. Several police helicopters were dispatched to hunt the escapee, who has since been named Johanna. And although every officer spotted her every now and then, Johanna immediately disappeared again each time. This is a crafty cow. I'm just going to skip through a bit. A reward was placed on her head. But one professional animal catcher soon gave up, claiming the bovine simply couldn't be found. As is so often the case with free spirits of her nature, Johanna eventually rode her luck too far. Her next target was a factory owned by the car maker Opel. At 3 a.m. on Tuesday, she crossed into the premises, which what devious plan she had in mind, only she knows. They're really giving her a lot of credit, these guys. But security guards caught her movements on CCTV and alerted the fire brigade. By the time she noticed she was being trailed, it was too late. Come on, she's a cow. Okay, so the ending is her life will be spared. In the next few days, she'll be taken to an animal sanctuary in northern Rhineland-Palatinate to live out her days, but the animal keepers there will no doubt be under strict instructions to keep a close eye. So her plan worked. She's not going to get slaughtered. You crafty cow. That was from the local.de, a German local paper for the town of Kaiserslautern. Fugitive cow, guys. Exciting.
Oh, darling, look. Look over there. Look at the cow with the sign in its nose. We should pull over, darling. Hello, cow.
Hello. Do you think she wants a lift?
It sounds like she wants a lift. Yes. Open up the boot of our car.
I will. I'll just go around now. Pop in.
Get a cow.
I see
plenty of room.
I see you've taken a fancy to my cow.
Oh, there's a human attached.
I'm so sorry. I thought this was just a cow by the side of the road. I didn't realize that there was a person attributed to it.
I didn't think it belonged to somebody.
Well, you know, nobody really can own a cow. But I do tend this herd, yes.
I see you have your boot open. You weren't planning on stealing mine, cow, were you?
Not stealing.
Not stealing.
It was her own free will.
Exactly. She had the sign in her mouth, so we were like, hey, darling.
Sign?
Ride with us.
And he turns.
She's casually cast by her foot.
He turns to look at the sign, and it says, it says Munich or bust on it. Johanna, what did I tell you about trying to skip town? Oh, she really is a naughty cow. She's always trying to get away from
her. Maybe you need to treat her better.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's better to let a cow spread its wings, you know?
She loves you, she'll come back.
Yeah. This is a cow, not a goose.
Well, goose always fly south for the winter, but cows, sometimes they just hang around, but sometimes they need to walk away and come back.
What do you know about the way I treat my cows?
I think she just wants to see the world.
Moo. Is that right, Johanna?
I think that's a yes.
Listen to how high her tones are. Any junior animal psychiatrist knows that when a cow moves in a high register, it means that they want to flee and want to spread their wings.
I never knew this, Johanna. Perhaps it is time for you to take your leave. I'll tell you what, Johanna, let's play a fun game of catch me, chase me, chase me.
Woo!
I'll give you 2-day head start. You can go with these fine boys here, and I will begin my hunt, and I will find you, Johanna.
And so what ensues is the kind of global scape where lines dot around the world. Mm-hmm. And as you see one line transverse, like between countries, another one follows just behind. And mm-hmm. it dots around between country and country until you end up in Australia. And it seems like everything may resolve there.
And Johanna is walking through the bush on her Todd. And we hear an internal monologue. Okay, you had a choice to make there and you went with that one. Okay. There's no bad choices.
Carry on. Blimey, mate. I mean, like, I've never heard a cow try to sound like it's from any country whatsoever. I mean, I'm a bloody koala, and I'll just sit around up a tree. But you, what are you? I mean, are you a cow? Are you pretending to be something else? I'm not even sure.
Oh,
choo choo.
You speak cow.
Well, yeah, I speak everything. I mean, this road's had a railroad running through it for about 200 years, mate. So I've learned how to speak cattle speak because occasionally I get a good dose of a little leaf, something to chew down on, rot my teeth on, and then become the ultimate drop bear with.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, you see, I've always thought of myself as of more of a goose. I've always wanted to.
Is that why you've rolled in the dirt to cover up your Frisian stripes so you're just white?
Oh, I'm also on the run. This is cow camouflage.
Mate, you got it all wrong. Like, generally, you don't, like, especially in the bush, you want to be more like amber. Maybe like bran, not all white. That sticks out a mile, mate. Although, if you're in a tribe of Aborigines, maybe you mix in, but that's late at night around the fire, man, and you're making a bad choice.
Good point.
So what I've got to give, I'm just going to go back to chew my eucalyptus leaf. Oh, look, there's happens to be one of the train conductors coming by to check your ticket. Your livestock, what's going to happen with it? Bye.
Tickets, and, please, yeah. Tickets.
Moo.
Sorry, what was that? Do you have a ticket or?
This must be one of mine. It must have jumped off the back of the train there.
Okay. Sorry to. Sorry to
I'll just load it back on with me Erd.
Moo.
On you go. On you get. On you trot.
Moo.
And then Johanna's now on a train packed up with all these other cows traveling through the Australian outback. And she looks out the window and sees a bunch of Aborigines doing some tribal stuff. And she remembers the wise words of the koala bear and barges through the doors and storms towards the Aborigines. Whoa!
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Somebody grab that cow!
What?
We're trying to do tribal stuff here.
Cow out in the middle of the bush. What's that about? Christ.
This what's that? I can't quite hear you, mate. You want to come over?
I mean, there's a cow in the middle of the bush. Like, I got startled and ran away to attend.
Me too.
And I came back.
Yeah, but this cow looks troubled. Look in his eyes. You know, we have a connection with all the creatures of this earth.
A lot of depth there.
It's dusty,
a lot
mate.
Of depth.
Look how white he is.
Like a troubled Ooh. Cow.
That kind of shit just doesn't rock up. What if he's like a spirit animal? What if we should pay attention to him? What if his embodiment in this situation is telling us that we should just listen to everything he's got to say?
Let's take him to meet the elders. Maybe the elders will help us understand this cow's needs.
We can try.
We'll ask Elder Frank. He anglicized his name. He didn't have a choice.
He did, which stands up as a testament to himself because of his choices.
Absolutely. He's a man of strong resolve. Works at the bank during the day and shamans at night. Let's take him to see Elder Frank.
Let's go.
Pew! Pew! Fast cut! We see a fire in a yurt and a lot of smoke flowing around. And then we see...
Elder Frank.
Yeah.
Elder Frank.
Yeah.
We found this cow.
He looks troubled.
Oh, I can see that, yeah.
He looks troubled, Elder Frank.
Oh, he does. Moo. Look into my eyes, cow.
Moo.
Tell me your pain.
Moo. Moo, 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 moo.
What's he saying, Frank?
He wanted to be a goose. Oh. He didn't choose this life.
Moo.
Can you help him?
I think we can turn him into a goose.
What do you need, Frank? I'll retrieve any kind of ingredients you need for your unknowing spell.
And I'll sacrifice any part of my body you need.
You're going to need to sacrifice him.
What, the whole thing?
Yeah.
Well, you said the whole
thing.
He's
offered up a part.
Don't look surprised.
But it's a lack of commitment.
Yourself up.
The part of my body you're going to take is the whole bit?
Yeah, the whole bit. The whole bit. One life.
Well,
one life for... A goose, that's how it works.
I mean, it's a pretty good deal, mate.
I'm an honourable abbo.
You are.
And
you
we're
are.
Allowed to call each other that.
We are because we are of exactly the same denomination and a global understanding of where we're coming
Don't
from.
Get into a whole chat about so, it. Just,
okay, yeah,
just
not the time or place.
Moo!
Like, look, I want to look the man in the eyes before I let him sacrifice himself. I just want to know him as a human being outside of anything else. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what he's talking about. And that's what we're doing.
You can have a moment. Just don't.
Oh, thank you. I never told you this. But I... always wanted to be a journalist.
Oh my god.
And type. And so when you walk into the caves and you see those articles written
so
on the.
How long would have stabbed you in the chest?
Written on the cave walls. That was me. What? You're going to stab me?
No,
there's a knife in my chest.
Come on, guys, get on with it.
I mean, it's tribal, mate.
And
the blood flows out of his chest and channels through the air right up Johanna's backside. And her eyes light up. And she sprouts these big old wings. Big old wings coming out the side of a cow. And Johanna takes off into the sky.
Well, we got halfway there.
I mean, that's kind of what we were aiming for with, like, an empowered animal.
She's free now. She's free.
I mean, isn't she just? Look at that wingspan.
And then we cut to a plane, an aeroplane, in economy. And there's a skinny German farmer sitting next to a stranger. And so I gave her 2-day head start. And I've been trailing her all this time. And I have reason to believe she's here in Unuluru in Australia.
It's a tragic story, it is.
Danke.
Thank you for sharing it with me.
But and there's this big spurt of blood as the cow flies into the plane engine and the plane spirals down, down, down. And that's the end of Newsish. All right.
Hey. And we got through it all without alluding to any German death camps.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I mean, like, we really did well for racial sensitivity.
I think.
well done, everybody.
I think we got enough in there.
Totally nailed that.
I was going to name the elder, and I was going to come up with a name, and I didn't want to be racist, so I called him Frank.
Yeah.
But literally everything else I did was quite racist. So I apologize.
It's fair enough to choose a name like Frank or Bill because of how the indigenous population was affected by British convicts and all of that coming over in effect because they did appropriate our...
It was actually a cutting statement on how...
It made it easier for them to integrate.
Yeah.
So it's not crazy to think of Bill or Fred or, you know, any of these names.
Yeah. Why can't we all just share our names?
Well, people like to be individual as well. You could be Freddy. Hey.
Yeah, why don't we all call ourselves James?
Yes. the rest of this show.
If you hadn't noticed, we're trying to call in the market on that.
London Improv Live. It's the best show ever. My cat loves Improv Live, and he's a right c***.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Do you ever find yourself lost and confused and dazed?
All of the time. I walk around as if I've been struck on the head and I don't know which way to turn.
That's because you were struck on the head.
No.
Yes. I'm here to sell you medicine.
Medicine to help me being struck on the head?
You should go to the hospital.
No.
I can take you there for a low, low price.
So you're offering the most reasonable price for me to get to the hospital when I've suffered a head injury that I can't identify?
It's not the most reasonable price. That would be free. But
who wants the most reasonable price? are you affordable?
Yes. We can you can pay it in installments.
Installments to get me to the hospital when I've suffered a head injury?
Yes. You are bleeding quite profusely, so you should make a decision now.
So you're around if I need an on-the-moment response if I'm bleeding?
Yes.
Thank God for this wonderful circumstance. Call 0891 40 20 60 if you need a head injury result now.
Medical taxis take you to hospital for a reasonable price.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the little show.
London Improv Live.
That's right, we're back on the Lil Show here with Luke Valvona.
Hello.
And guest team, James and I.
Hi.
Hello.
And I'm your host, Talal Karkousi. Now, it's time for Luke's song. What is Luke's song? Well, we listen to a song by the wonderfully talented and...
Ooh.
And that's it. Luke Valvona. He's got a new song for us.
Yep.
What is it?
It's called Giant Robot Army. And...
what's it about?
I won't say too
It's a week
about it.
Old.
Yeah, it's new.
Where can people find your songs?
On SoundCloud. Search for Luke Valvona.
Yeah, that's Luke spelled L-U-C.
Mm-hmm. And Valvona spelled V-A-L-V-O-N-A.
Yeah.
And I will award points to anyone who can correctly identify the Bob Marley sample that I've used in the song.
Ooh. So we'll do that points after the scene. So what we do is we listen to the song, and then straight after the song, we come in with an improv scene. Okay? This is Giant Robot Army by Luke Valvona.
Giant Robot Army.
disintegrate with the laser beams from above. Yes, I'm building up a giant robot army. They'll serve all the nice people tea and exterminate those who discriminate to enforce equality. Are you a good person? To prove that you are, you must identify the bad people to my giant robot avatar. Are you a bad person? If there's the slightest doubt, racism, sexism, and homophobia will literally be stamped out. And I'll force everyone to be nice. Force everyone to be happy. Force everyone to get along. Until we're all singing from the same song. I'm building up a giant robot army to make the world a safer place for kids to play. And everybody knows that you can't oppose. My solution is the only way. The only way. Selfish liberty until everyone wants to be nice. Everyone wants to be happy. Everyone wants to get along. Now we're all singing from the same song. Yes, I'm building up a giant robot army to usher in an era of peace and love. Disintegrates with the laser beams from above. Yes, I'm building up a giant robot army. They'll serve all the nice people tea and exterminate those who discriminate to enforce equality. Technology will make our lives better. Technology will bring us together. Technology will make us happier. Technology will help us to bring out the bodies who don't belong in an open table.
Alfred.
Yes, Admiral Marley.
Would you gather the troops? I'd like to make an announcement, please.
Of course, Admiral Marley. I shall usher them in with the foremost aptitude for my position.
Thank you, Corporal Alfred.
Hut, 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 hut.
Hut, 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 hut. Okay. Army of the Year 5 Playground.
We are ready!
We are ready, Admiral Marley!
Give us your orders!
Go!
There are no more safe places for us to play in this dark and dangerous world. Snap out of it! We are the sworn protectors of this playground, and we are not to cry, weep, pinch each other, or get stuck in the mud. Okay, those are our four core rules.
Admiral Marley, sir.
Yes, Private Shane.
I've forgotten.
Oh.
Private Shane always forgets, sir. Don't be harsh on him. He's very good at his job, sir.
Yes, that's why he's with the potato peeling corps.
And he's also the designer of the peace cannon, sir. Don't forget the peace cannon.
Yes, run us through the peace cannon, how it works once more. I was going to include that into today's seminar and do a tutorial on the peace cannon. So if Shane, as first order of business, Private Shane, will you please run us through the workings of the peace cannon?
Yes, okay.
I've got it here. I'll just wheel it in.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Private Malevolence is always really good. He's always there.
Oh, thank you, guys.
The peace
cannon.
Attention! Everybody listen to Private Shane, for God's sake.
With the peace cannon, first you fill it full of peas.
Ooh.
And then you fill it full of razor blades and gunpowder.
Yep.
And
okay.
Then you shout, peace! And you fire it.
Yeah, how do you fire it? How does it work?
Are we shouting? Gunpowder, sir. Don't you know how gunpowder works?
Is it peace or peas? Sorry.
Those peas.
Peas. We're shouting peas, or yes. It is peas.
And today, at 1400, we shall be striking the canteen with four peas cannons as a subtle hint to the dinner ladies that we are sick of their peas. Mushy or intact?
Mushy or intact?
Mushy or intact?
Yes, but the important bit is that we're sick of them.
Mushy or intact?
Attention! I think we send mixed signals when we're just chanting mushy or intact.
I think
we're telling the dinner ladies that we don't mind.
Sounds very positive,
doesn't
it?
We want them mushy or intact. We don't want them mushy or intact.
I thought we were quite clear.
We need a new chant.
I didn't demonstrate the gun.
Yes, how do you actually fire the gun? You're supposed to teach us how to use it, not just tell us what's the general information. Attention, troops!
I was talking about the gun. It works like this.
16 children die.
Oh, goodness. Medic!
Kill by peace.
Medic!
It's no good, sir. They're bleeding to death. I've tried my hardest, but they're dying.
Snap out of it.
I'm sorry, sir.
Armstrong.
I'll pull them together.
Take all these children to the nurse's quarters.
She's only got band-aids, sir. I'm not sure about some of them. They're cut up, sir. They're cut up.
Well, this is exactly perfect to symbolize what a dangerous world we're all living in. Now, Army of Year 5, playground. We're living in troubled times. Parents are lining the playground. They don't even go to work anymore. They're so scared to leave us here on our own. Crime is rife.
I can hear them. Parents at the gate.
Crime is rife. Violence is up. And children are being mugged after school. So.
School charter.
More peace.
Mr. Stevens, we're having an army meeting here.
Are you all right, children? Are you all right? Are you having a nice time in the playground? Dad! Look at that sucker that you've got in your mouth. Isn't that a nice sucker?
Dad!
You're doing so well.
Carry on, kids.
Dad,
go away. So, kids, I need your ideas. How is this regiment going to protect this playground from the scoundrels of the streets?
More peace cannons.
More peace cannons.
Now, I've spoken to Headmaster Dunthorpe.
My mum says she can get you more peas.
That's all?
She doesn't know I can get more peas.
That's great. But we're looking for more bins to make the cannons out of and Play-Doh to sculpt the wheels from.
Oh, Admiral Marley, sir, I remembered what I forgot before.
Okay.
I invented something.
Ooh.
He's invented a doomsday weapon.
It's called the Freedom Bomb.
Oh, no!
Well, that sounds exciting. Exactly what we need. Tell us all about it, Private Shane.
I've got it here. Here you go. Just rolling it over.
Thank you.
Skadoonk. 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 Skadoonk.
It looks like a football with loads of shoes sellotaped to it.
Yeah. and I cut the football open.
Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt, but I think I've set it off.
Private Shane, the bomb's been set.
It's okay. What happens now?
We've got 59 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, we'll be all on our way homes by then.
Yeah.
So what's the plan?
I'll just mute it. There we go.
Okay. Okay, great. This is good to know. It has a mute button.
Yeah, I cut open the football and I put it inside it in the Decepticon robots.
Ooh. Oh. Yeah. A variety of them or the same kind?
Starscream, Megatron.
Oh, Megatron.
Nice choice.
Megatron the Wizard.
Yeah, Galvatron. I had them both.
What about Rickshawtron?
Yeah.
You even got Rickshawtron. Mm-hmm. That's a rare one.
Yeah.
It turns into a rickshaw.
Yeah.
Because that's the form of transport everybody wants to ride around.
So what, it blows up and then it fires Decepticons at people?
Also put in the droids, the Zords of all the evil Power Rangers.
Oh, okay.
Clever. Does that include Dragon Ranger? Because yeah. I'm never quite sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
I kind of want to be here when it blows up now.
And
it's called a peace cannon for a reason.
No, no, it's a freedom bomb.
Oh, keep up.
And then I put in.
I'm sorry. I put in.
We had the peas.
And I put in the razor blades and the gunpowder.
Oh.
Oh, okay. There's the trick. Okay. Maybe I don't want to be here when it goes
Children.
Dad.
Children. That cardboard contraption that you got next to you looks awfully uncivilized.
Do you think you could hold on to it for us?
Allow me to hold it up for you. It looks like it's sagging.
We'll be back in about 2 hours.
The best way to hold something together. Has nobody ever done it? Papier-mâché, my dear boy. Papier-mâché. And at that point, he's holding this trumpet of cardboard, which is frothing at the lip of it. Nobody knows why. What's inside it? Nobody knows. But the kids have made something.
Private Shane, he's holding your friendship horn.
It's awfully elongated.
Friendship horn is to play the battle cry of the righteous.
I
do for
my kids. Why did you put foam in it?
That's not foam. It's a mixture of vinegar, baking soda, and anthrax.
Like a volcano.
Yeah.
Well, look, there's a mugger out on the street. We should get Dad to go out there and blow the horn in his face.
Okay.
Well, what do you mean you want me to stand over there? I mean, you're fine, but...
Yes, Dad.
But if your funnel falls over, it's not my bloody fault.
And, Dad, if any strangers come up to you, just blow into the end of that contraption, okay?
I'm not putting my mouth in that frothy nostril.
Oh, please, it tastes like strippers.
Oh, well, in that case.
Wait, give me your money.
Well, I mean, I think you'll find if you place your face in here, you'll have a far better time than...
Is that where your money is? I'll just have a look there.
I put my wallet right down at the bottom.
I'll just stick my head right in it then.
Blast off in his face.
Victory! It worked!
We killed the game!
Liberation!
And that's how that's done. What was the Bob Marley sample, Luke? It's killing me. Did anyone guess it?
No.
It was the little drum from the start of Jamming.
Wow. Well, there it is, guys.
I chopped it all up and rearranged it.
It was a nice big payoff. Okay. Well, let's play Show Me Yours.
Your comedy team go out and do comedy tours. You're on my show, so now show me yours.
Awesome. That was Mark Tyndall at the end of that saying awesome. Can we all say fuck you, Mark?
Fuck you, Mark.
There we go. Don't worry, it's a long story. We've got beef. It's time for Show Me Yours, the portion of the show where I hand over control to our guest team. Cool. They take over and they do a radio version of their gimmick, their shtick.
We're going to tell you exactly what we're going to do today.
Are you not even ready?
It's kind of it's like a play.
Yeah, it's something that's going to grab hold of your mind and shape it as if you were molding cake.
And shake it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because you've got to shake it around before you let everything settle.
And then vac it. It
soft.
Vacuuming it may be too far.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've not been there before.
Exactly. Essentially, your brain will be mush.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
So the vacuuming could like pull things to one side.
Mushy or intact. Mushy or intact.
I mean, it feels like I've heard that before somewhere.
Yeah. So that's what you can expect.
Maybe on the streets of London. I'm not sure. Yeah. It's a masterwork, really.
Okay. So what do you need from us in order to for this to happen?
Well,
just your attention.
Yeah, I mean, we could get a suggestion from you, but we would not use it.
Oh, yeah. Do you not take suggestions?
It's very give us a suggestion.
It's very unconventional for an improv team.
Give us a
I don't want to force you to take a suggestion.
No. I mean, if you feel the need to.
No,
use
look,
one,
come on. It's whether you need one. No,
you got one. Let's hear it.
Do you need a suggestion?
I don't want our show to feel like you're not there with a suggestion.
But I don't want your show to feel like...
Talal, just say a word.
Oh, okay.
If you want to say a word, say a word.
I don't want to. I want to make you happy.
If you were going to give a suggestion, what would it be?
Yeah.
It would be... agent.
Okay, we're not going to use
it. It would be agent. Yeah. If we were going to use anything that's not that, we're clearly not going to. Cool.
What? Have I got... I've got something on me, haven't I?
It's just that you... You took the spoon up to your mouth and you just...
I did, yeah. You did I flick something?
Yeah, just a little bit. Just
yeah, can you get it for me? Can you
just on your robot? Yeah. Right, okay.
All
right. Okay.
Thank you. what would I do without you?
Probably walk around with one eye matted closed.
Can you imagine? Gross.
Well, I can imagine. Right?
Yeah.
I've had conjunctivitis, which is very similar. I'm guessing it's...
Well, it just all builds up.
I think it probably would be similar, don't you? I mean, if you had something that was matting your eyelash, wouldn't it be?
Yeah. I think after like a few months of living on my own, most of my eye would be covered with different foods. Is well, what I'd worry.
That's why I keep saying you should wear your eye shields.
Yeah, but they look really silly.
They do, but I mean, you're in the sanctity of your own
eye. Yeah, but the guys at work laugh at me.
Well, I didn't say you should take them to work.
Well, if I'm going to wear them for one meal, I might as well wear them for all of them.
Well,
like if I'm committed to the eye shield that you built.
All power
me,
to you.
Yeah,
all power
I mean,
to you if you want to wear your eye shield.
I appreciate the effort that you made.
Right, thanks.
You know, I've never seen an eye shield before, and
I was sewing it.
It's beautiful. I like the flowers.
Mum never said I could take needlework to the next level, but
yeah, and you showed her.
Yeah, and Etsy's proving her wrong.
Yeah, they're selling so well. That was what shocked me.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to make something that doesn't work, am I?
Yeah. No, everyone must just be wearing them. Are they? I mean, that must just be a thing.
I've seen. Well, since I started, before I went for crowdfunding, I got adopted by Mr. Richards at the Baker's.
Oh, Mr. Richards is wearing them.
Yeah, he's wearing them because he likes the way that they're... Because he's not going to upgrade the lighting, how it's reflecting down. He likes the shade that he gets as he's looking through at the meat. He says it gives him better depth on the meat. Right.
You get a depth from it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what that means, but if my idea is helping him to work, then...
Yeah, you're giving people a new lease of life, like a new way of seeing things.
That's what I'm all about. I want to give them a new perspective on things that they thought they'd been doing their whole life right.
Yeah.
You know, I gave it to Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
You know, after her break with her husband.
Yeah.
And... Well, I mean, every year out of the school's got straight A's since she's been wearing them, and I don't want to say that my idea has made her a better teacher, but I like to think that it's sharpened her eye.
So, kind of obscuring the children a bit has helped her deal with them better. When it's just audio, she can do her job better.
Yeah. The blinkered perception.
Yeah.
Adds so much. I think, and I hope you felt that in your endeavours.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't worn them as much as I would as much as I should, maybe. But
I didn't think you had.
I've got you in person.
Yeah, but it's not,
you can be my peripheral vision.
It's slightly different, though, Greg. I mean, isn't it? Because I've designed a thing to help you see.
Yeah.
You know.
But I mean, can just look at you, and you can
all of the time
look around for
Jemima's
me.
Jemima's lenses on the side.
Yeah.
And you're not.
They're very nice.
It's like you don't want to wear my perspective. It's like you don't want to see my view of the world.
I've got you. I can see you.
But that's not the same, is it?
You can guide me.
It's not the same, Greg. It's not the same as if you're pinning them on your face. Just go on. Just put them on. Just one sec. One second.
Okay. Pop them on me, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Everything makes more sense this way.
It's definitely more focused.
Isn't it just?
It is.
Isn't it?
It is very.
When you're looking around here, aren't you seeing everything just the way you
just
want
that one
it to
thing.
Be?
It makes you very present, I think.
That's the whole point. I'm always present, Greg. I'm always present, and all I'm doing is gifting you a little bit of my view.
I can see that.
You should just keep them on all the time, Greg.
All the time.
All the time.
Even when I'm asleep.
Well,
I don't want to dream too big.
I don't want you to break them. You could roll over. And
sometimes the things I see in my dreams are scary.
Why?
I can't take it. Sometimes I see faces.
No, great.
And
they
mean me
harm.
Down,
put the glasses back down. Shh. Isn't that better?
Yeah. Sorry. I looked away for too long.
That's what happens, though.
If you
don't keep
I saw like a little... There was a little stain on the carpet and it... started to get bigger in my mind. It seemed to be taking over the whole carpet and getting into my brain and my dreams. And
I think your phone's ringing, Greg.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to try and do it whilst looking at you.
Keep eye contact.
Yeah. I'm just going to just round the table.
Carry on, Greg. Carry on.
I'm going.
Carry on.
Okay. So I'm going to hold this up. This is obscuring one eye, but I can still see the other one.
Hi, Greg.
Hi.
Hey, I'm just wondering, honey, are you going to be home for dinner or not? Because I've made lasagna. and you keep missing dinner for work.
Yeah,
and so I just want to make sure that you're there, darling.
Yeah,
The kids are getting very disappointed.
Okay.
You know, Charles, bless him, you missed PTA. You didn't help him with his science project. He's really upset.
Yeah. I've been a bit distracted, to tell you the truth.
Darling, just please rush.
Yeah.
I know you're busy, but
okay.
If you could.
Yeah. I think I'm going to need you to come home with me.
No, Greg. Well, okay.
She's probably going to have made dinner, and I don't know where it's going to go.
That's fine, Greg. I'm hungry.
I might drop something.
Well, lead the way to the car, Greg.
Okay. Do you think it's going to be safe driving whilst staring into your eyes?
We'll find out. Maybe you can keep one eye on me and one eye on the road. That's something that people have been doing for years or so. We're here.
Okay, we can both keep one eye on each other and one eye on the road, and then that'll be two eyes and that'll be like a normal driver.
I'm not taking responsibility for your driving, Greg.
No, it's a shared responsibility so we don't die.
No, you, it's your license.
We're working together, we're working as a team.
Greg, just drive.
I need you.
Just drive.
Okay. Come on then. Climb in. We both need to sit down at the same time. Because otherwise the roof of the car is going to...
How quaint.
Well, don't. You looked away.
It's just, I think...
I was worried.
I think my lenses can bring a lot to your point of view. And I just think that if I was to bring you in at the ground level, I'd like a bit more in the line of transport.
Okay, I'll try and get a new car.
Or just get a driver.
Well, just for today, can we use my car?
Fine. Keep looking in my eyes.
I am. Good. I got scared because you looked away at the car.
Well, I want to know what I'm getting into.
Okay.
Okay. Left eye, just track it. Yep. We're in the car.
Yeah.
We're in the car. It was a good transition. The bonnet got in your
way.
Sorry,
I'm fumbling a bit with the seatbelt.
Yep.
Is it here? Is it?
No.
Okay,
down a bit.
Okay.
Down a bit.
It got tucked in the door.
Push it into the slot.
Yeah.
Push it in.
Yeah.
Good.
It's in.
Good.
It's in.
And I'm in too.
Okay.
Okay. Put it into first gear.
I was going to shut the door first.
Leave it. Caution to the wind, Greg.
Okay.
Shut on its own as you pick up momentum.
That's true.
Just don't turn left quickly.
Okay, so...
Because it will swing open. That's just physics.
Okay. Thank you.
That's right. That's what I'm here for.
I'm just going to start the engine.
Greg, it doesn't sound like it's starting.
I think I've replaced the engine with a lawnmower somehow.
It sounds awful in there, Greg. Maybe the fan belt's gone. I don't know anything.
I was doing some
cars,
repairs. I took the engine out and I think I got distracted and I replaced it with the lawnmower engine.
Well, Greg...
I'm sorry. I'll get an Uber.
It's okay, Greg. I don't know anything about these things anyway. I'm only 12.
Okay. I'm glad you're here anyway.
I'm a supporting influence as you drive me home to your parents and my...
I think they're going to be excited to meet you.
Well, I hope they will.
I'm just going to get us an Uber, okay? Just getting my phone out. And I can still see you, don't worry. I haven't blocked your face out. It's on its way.
I like Uber.
Good.
I feel like I'm in a safe
pair of
hands.
I want you to be happy.
It's good that you've kept eye contact.
Yeah. I'm scared of what will happen if I look away.
Well, your entire reality will just become dysfunctional.
Yeah.
You'll break down.
Everything will melt.
Literally.
That's what I'm worried about.
Thermatology is a real phenomenon.
Yeah. If I look at stuff, it melts.
Well, no, if you break eye contact with me, I'll melt it. Okay. Including your wife and child, Greg.
Please don't melt my family.
Your wife.
Please don't.
And child.
They don't deserve a melting.
They deserve everything they're going to get.
I think this
Greg.
Is the Uber.
You deserve everything you're going to get.
Just give me a second. I'll just check.
You don't get a second, Greg. We're here. We've arrived at your house. The Uber was very efficient.
You didn't even notice we travelled.
That's Uber for you, Greg.
I was so focused, I didn't...
Suddenly we're here, Greg.
I didn't even know, I didn't...
Greg!
I didn't even chat to the driver.
Come on, Greg.
Okay. I'm just opening the door.
Hold yourself together.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to let you down.
Keeping eye contact the whole time is really important.
Yeah, can you stand in front of the door so I can put the key... next to
Greg,
you
don't need to take a selfie whilst keeping eye contact with me.
Okay.
Whilst taking a picture of your front door.
I just want to remember what it looks like in case it gets melted.
Well, that's if you break eye contact, Greg.
Yeah, I'm worried that might happen.
It could happen, Greg.
Okay. I'm just going to get one last selfie on my front door.
Okay, Greg. Okay.
I'm just opening it up.
Oh, darling, you're right. Who's your guest? I didn't know you were bringing home somebody for a guest. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I've got enough veg.
Just keep looking at him.
She's overactive, Greg.
Just keep looking at him.
What do you mean, keep looking at him? I mean, if I must, he's got a very hypnotic gaze, isn't he? Hello, sir. What's your name? You're a wee lad, aren't you? Oh,
one
do
of
you
us.
Like roast potatoes? I've got some roast potatoes.
You're one of us now.
She is one of us, Greg.
Thank you. That is a hard thing. Whatever, however you describe that.
Hooray! Thank you, James and I. During your scene, your play. Sorry.
Yeah, don't. demean it.
I mean, can you appreciate how much of a magnum opus it is? The depth that goes into it.
And it's very relatable. We've all been there.
During your play, I was struck with a longing to play a game we have only ever done once on this show before, and it was a long time ago.
That's what we're going for. We've got six minutes left.
And we're going to play a little something, and I have no idea how this is going to go. We're going to play a little something called Kakutioki. Kakutioki. That's right, it's Kakutioki. And yes, if you are a big podcast fan, you'd probably recognize part of that jingle. But it's a garage band loop that Alex Sivright used when making a jingle. He didn't know it had been made famous before. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, good. We did it first. Okay. All right. Kakutioki is where I play a karaoke backing track and we make up the words. It's that simple. And I was thinking of doing Jamming by Bob Marley, but maybe changing it to like Jamesing, unless you can think of anything better.
I hope you like Jamesing too.
James and them.
I mean, we might feel a little bit dirty.
It writes itself, doesn't it?
If you want to run with something like that.
Can you think of a better replacement for the word jamming other than Jamesing?
No.
Is there another song you prefer to do?
No. That's what you chose.
All right, here we go. Let me know.
6 minutes. I mean.
Yeah!
James in.
We hope you like James in too. We got two James in. Yeah, we do. They're sitting here and joining a crew. When I run a podcast, it is always the last thing I think of to invite a guest. So I was so pleased when I was down on my knees. And James and James, they both said yes. Oh yeah, we got two James in.
Two James in.
James in.
They're jamming
for the lil.
We're James in.
Oh my God, this shit is ill.
When I walk out to the door, I find my friends outside improvising more. So we walk into the studio with each other, giving each other no sense of bother.
Two James in. Oh, they're here.
James and I.
Yeah. Now I know improv is so hip. Stop!
All the cool kids are doing improv.
I said stop! Okay, you're in. You were done with that, were you?
That's where the song goes. It goes bam.
Bam. Yeah.
We're James until the last. With James in.
Okay, stop.
Still having a blast.
Well, this has been a real fun show. I wish you'd tell me where to go if I want to find you online.
You can go on Facebook. Oh, that's it.
You can follow us also on Classic Candy because we'll inappropriately post things through that avenue because we can.
Because we can spam you up.
So go to Classic Andy Imp on the Twitter.
Or James and I on the Facebook.
Facebook!
Is that the word and or an ampersand?
It's the word.
No, it's the word.
We conflicted.
We keep conflicting with each other.
There's James and I, but there is also Lukey too.
Don't call me Lukey.
Okay, I won't. I'll stop doing this accent now because that was rather offensive with two James in. Okay, wow. That's been a great show. Thank you.
Notice when I did reggae, I didn't put on a Jamaican
accent.
No,
you didn't.
I think I did.
You messed up.
Well,
I think that was entirely inappropriate.
I think we weren't doing accents. We were doing Bob Marley impressions, which is very different to doing a Jamaican accent.
I did a scene recently where I inappropriately channeled an accent which I had no right to. And it made me feel really uncomfortable afterwards, and that moment had twinges of that. So I just want the listeners to know that I went a place, but it's improv. And
Dr. Listney, my guests and my co-host are filled with white guilt, and
I'm always ripe. I am like the poster.
You can relish
for anything
in
that anybody wants to, apart from the fact that I don't know
feel guilty
myself
about.
Well, by association, surely.
No. No.
Okay.
I'm proud.
Luke is proud.
I'm proud to be white.
Good for you, man.
Are you proud to be
beige?
Arab?
Beige don't age, baby. Mm. I couldn't be prouder. No. Okay.
Well, that's how I feel.
Big love to my Syrian peeps and all my family in Aleppo. A big love to them. How about that for killing the mood? Huh?
One love. An addendum, which is weird, and you probably can and will cut this out. But I went to an improv show last night where somebody accidentally, there was an accident, like they did something that was...
there are no accidents in improv.
He was talking about freedom and raised his arm up to the sky. And in this particular climate that we are in, you should, if you're doing improv, always be aware of your movements on stage because you ostracize people by... not being aware of that, and it was not appropriate. And your natural intent when one of your teammates does something is to mimic them, to support them.
Oh yeah.
And somebody else supported this hand movement. Uh-oh. And like these guys, the rest of their set went on to be a little bit sexist, and that's
well, look.
But that's aside from the fact that they weren't aware of what they were doing at the time, and that's
look. The only thing in this day and age,
yourself,
the only thing you
life,
should be, the only thing you should be hiling in this day and age is Selassie. Am I right?
Let's go.
That's downwards. At least he's down.
Haile Selassie. We got to wrap the show up, guys.
Go back to work on the freedom bomb.
Yep. Yeah. Mm. Yes. Razor blades and transformers.
There's the title.
There's the episode title. I was looking for that. all right, guys. Thank you, James and I. It was really pleasureful. I'll see you again soon, I'm sure. You're both repeat customers. You've been on 3 times, James Haskin. You've been on 3 times as well, I think. This is your 4th. Ooh. Congratulations. Might be the highest.
And the winner is James.
James,
James wins.
Congratulations to James. Luke Valvona.
Yeah.
What a fun show.
Woo.
You're looking great, babe.
Moo.
Moo. Nice one, Luke. I love you. Ow. I love you, pal.
Yeah.
Any last words?
No.
Okay. Well, then, in that case, I will send you off into your week. Have a good week, Dr. Listney. Thank you for joining us once again. Follow us on Twitter at The Lil Show. And follow James and I on Facebook. Find them under James and I on Twitter. They're conjoined with Classic Andy. So follow Classic Andy on Twitter. And from me, I'd just like to say, take care of yourselves. Love each other. Give your mum a hug. And shake your dad's hand. And look him in the eye while you do it. And show him the respect he's earned. Because your dad works hard for you and earns your respect. And so does your mum. And you know what? If you don't have a mum, both your dads do. If you don't have a dad, you're a lost cause. And with that, I wish you all the best. I'm so sorry. This is MC Lars with If I Were a Jedi. That's the Lil Show. We are done. Lil Show out. Peace.
It'd be vital to use the Force for good, of course.
Our Skywalker, that's my time.
Here we go.
If I were a Jedi, I could out-rap Buster Rhymes. Going in like Qui-Gon Jinn for the win, I could flow in quadruple time. And at the Canadian border, every time I went on tour, I'd be like, this is not the undeclared MC Lars merch that you're looking for. I could levitate like Yoda. I'd eradicate Ebola.
I could pick up girls, literally, even master the viola. I could read all of War and Peace in 10 minutes, entirely in Russian just to say that I did it. I could even catch that Golden Stitch playing Quidditch.
Wait, wrong movie, innit?
You're listening to...
K2K Radio.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.